future.
Like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Do head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And the we tonight is Ian.
And Daryl.
And you can also connect with us on Skype. The username there, it's lrn.fm. So look up on Skype, send us a request first. You'll be accepted. And then at that point, it'll be easy for you to connect with us and talk about whatever's on your mind. That is the point of this radio program. Four reasons, according to Forbes magazine at Forbes.com. There are contributor Timothy B. Lee, who claims to be a technology person. Four reasons, he says, you shouldn't buy bitcoins. So I saw this story. I was just searching for Bitcoin news today, considering Bitcoin crashed through a $100 price point, and this morning when I woke up was about $140. And it's come down throughout the day, kind of gone up and down. It's been a bit of a wild ride.
Last time I looked, it was about 115.
Yeah, about 113 right now. So it's been about a bit of a wild ride for Bitcoin, but it's still, you know, the most valuable currency in the world, and then some. It's so exciting. Many people are very interested in this, and there's a lot of buzz. And now that it's gone over $100 per Bitcoin, there are a lot of people who are taking another serious look at this. There was another article I saw where it referenced one of these money people that use, you know, investors or whatever. They take other people's money and they invest for them. Investment managers or whatever. They said they had some people, account executives or whatever, calling them saying they wanted to invest $100 million in Bitcoin. So, you know, maybe we're just on the cusp of another jump up. Maybe it's going to jump to 500 or 1,000, or maybe it'll go down to nothing.
Maybe it goes up to 500,000, and then my 0.4 Bitcoin will be worth a decent amount of money.
We will see about that. So I wanted to get the other side out and have a chance to see what they're saying and maybe address it. I'm no expert when it comes to Bitcoins, but you know, I've done all right. I've got a few of them, and I like them. I'm excited about them. So I've done some of my own research, and I've certainly spent a lot of time looking into them. So I'm going to go to this story here. Four reasons you shouldn't buy Bitcoins. We'll see what this guy has to say. Discussion, he says, of the digital currency known as Bitcoin is divided into two camps. People who understand the currency well tend to be enthusiastic boosters. Those who are critical of Bitcoin tend not to understand the currency very well, and as a consequence, their criticisms tend to be superficial, misguided, or just plain wrong. That's unfortunate because Bitcoin does have some real weaknesses, he says. The lack of knowledgeable critics has created an echo chamber effect that I worry may produce, or may have already produced, a bubble. I'm generally a Bitcoin fan, and full disclosure, I own some Bitcoins. But in the interest of balance, here are four reasons you should think twice before buying Bitcoin. Number one, losses. Traditional financial products have strong consumer protections. If someone makes a fraudulent transaction with your credit card or your bank goes belly up, there are laws in place to limit consumer losses. Bitcoin has no such safety net. If your Bitcoins are lost or stolen, there's no intermediary with the power to make you whole. There are two basic ways to hold Bitcoins, he says. You can participate in the Bitcoin network yourself, storing the keys to your Bitcoins in a wallet stored on your hard drive, or you can delegate this function to a third-party wallet service such as Coinbase. And we can get more into that here in a moment. But just to go back to what he was saying before about, well, there's no laws to protect you. This is the Wild West. It's the Wild West of money. You might just get robbed.
Well, you could get robbed now. Your bank could get robbed. Or the federal government
could... But the bank does have insurance.
Or the federal government could instant... No, I mean, if you have one of those safety deposit boxes, that could actually get robbed.
By the federal government, you mean?
By any... If some bank robber goes into a bank, they could very easily say, open up all the safety deposit boxes.
This is true.
Or the federal government could do what happened in Cyprus, where they said, all right, everybody with an amount of money over what is insured, is going to have to pay a 40% tax on that amount.
I think it actually went from 30% to 60%. So last news was that it had gone up to 60%. So yeah, they can just take however much they
anything
want.
Anything over what is insured, because it's insured, it is not guaranteed.
Right, and they can do whatever they want. That's their prerogative.
Yeah, they could lower the FDIC limit from $100,000 down to $5.
They did raise it recently, didn't they, to $250,000?
Temporarily.
Oh, it's temporary.
Yeah, that went away in either the beginning of 2012 or
really?
The end of 2012.
Interesting.
It was only temporary, because I remember seeing a sign right around the time that it was to go away that said, reminder, the FDIC limit that was increased to $250,000 expires on X date.
Wow. So the other thing that you should know is you are being robbed right now if you have Federal Reserve notes or euros or whatever it is. Even if they're not doing what they did in Cyprus and literally coming in and heisting money out of your account, they're robbing you by virtue of the fact that they're inflating the currency.
Yeah.
So if you've got $100,000 in the bank, okay, great. You've got this FDIC insurance or $10,000 or how much you have, $1,000. If you've got money in the bank, great, okay, you're FDIC insured, but it doesn't matter because that insurance doesn't protect you from the inflation process where the government just prints out new money, inflates numbers in a computer, and therefore makes your money worth less. That's one of the effects of inflation.
Right now, the Federal Reserve's printing out $40 billion a month to basically try to do something with mortgages, and I don't even remember. They're on like QE4 now. And QE3 and QE4 going at the same time.
And no one ever said Bitcoin was a bank. They don't provide security services. It's just a network for transactions, and it's a currency. It's a system, and it's a currency all in one, basically. And that means that you are responsible for protecting your money. And if you aren't willing to take responsibility for that, hey, don't get into Bitcoin. You know, because it's the same thing as you being responsible. You're holding your wallet right now in your hands, Daryl. It's the same thing as being responsible for your wallet and protecting the money that's in your wallet. If you don't protect it, maybe if you leave it somewhere, well, maybe someone will find it and turn it in, or maybe they'll keep it for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know what's going to happen. Same thing with Bitcoins. If you don't protect your wallet, there's a chance somebody could take that wallet from you somehow. Now, they would usually have to get access to your computer somehow, and that could mean physical access. It could mean them using some sort of a robot, a malware, or a virus to come in and snatch your wallet that way. So, yeah, there's vulnerabilities. Yeah, there are risks involved, but there's a risk involved in walking down the street with cash in your pocket. I mean, if somebody holds you up at knife point and takes all the money from your wallet, then what's your recourse there? He's talking about all these laws that are supposed to protect you. What are you going to get back from that? Do you know who the crackhead was?
If you have insurance, then the insurance company should give you back whatever you had in your wallet.
What insurance company offers you robbery protections?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I've never heard of it. If that does exist, I'd be interested in hearing about it.
But I know that... Because
then what do you do? I mean, how do you prove you're robbed?
There are people that insure their legs for $100 billion.
Right. What are you going to pay to have insurance on your wallet? I can't imagine anybody has any kind of coverage like that out there. So, unless they're just ultra wealthy and they carry, you know, $100,000 with them in their wallet and they want insurance for
them. I don't know.
But even then, you'd still have to prove that you were robbed, right? Because the insurance company is going to want to investigate that claim to make sure that you aren't just BSing them and saying, yeah, I lost $100,000.
They want a police report. Same thing if your car gets stolen. They want you to produce a police report.
Well, at least with the car, there's a chance the cops are going to see it in a ditch somewhere and be able to retrieve some level of amount of that car. But if you get stolen, you know, you get your wallet taken by some crackhead on the streets, unless you know who the crackhead was, odds are very slim you're going to have any chance of getting that money back. It's been spent.
Yeah.
It's been smoked. So it's ridiculous. There's no protections on Bitcoins, except for the protections you make for yourself. If you want to take the time and the effort to do so, you can put your wallet into an encrypted file. And it doesn't matter if someone gets their hands on that. Odds are good they're never going to be able to crack into it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But the person who claims to be for Bitcoins is going to continue with his critique here in moments, and we'll share his objections, his four reasons why you shouldn't buy Bitcoins, also known as spreading fear, uncertainty, and doubt. More on the way. You can take control. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Good habits can be developed, and any bad habit can be broken through repetition. Diligence and patience will eventually bring you success. You know, one of the reasons that we don't develop the good habits we say we want is because we live in a culture of instant gratification. We tend to want everything now and not realize that many of the good things we want and need are not attained just because we want them. We have to be willing to do what we need to do to get them. Never start a project with doubt and fear that you won't succeed. Begin with the simple belief that you can change with God's help. You can form good habits, and you can break bad ones.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life, is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want. 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. You can take control of the website. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And you can do it all for free at freetalklive.com. Some of the features include, like our mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and the podcast. That's m.freetalklive.com. Now, Bitcoin. We're talking about Forbes and their piece that was just published today. Four reasons you shouldn't buy Bitcoin, says Timothy Lee. We'll continue that in moments. But I imagine that there's going to be a lot of Bitcoin fanatics at the Bitcoin Foundation's Bitcoin 2013, The Future of Payments. It's a convention coming up in San Jose, May 17th through the 19th. And there's, I'm sure, going to be a lot of talk about security and Bitcoins and excitement and the buzz that's surrounding them. This is going to be two full days of conferencing, as well as, I think, a little bit on Sunday. It's going to be a huge event. At least it's shaping up to be that. Lots of big names are going to be there. Folks from places like Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook, as well as BitInstant, will signal the future for Bitcoins. It's happening, again, May 17th through the 19th. Bitcoin 2013, The Future of Payments. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live. So you'll be able to meet Mark and myself out there as we do our very first ever afternoon edition of Free Talk Live because, well, we're normally on the East Coast where it's nighttime where we do the show. So this will be the first time we've ever done it in the afternoon hours. So it'll be 4 to 7 Pacific, which leaves us open to actually go out at night, which is something we normally don't get
to
do.
What are you going
to
do with yourself at night?
I don't know, but I imagine the Bitcoin guys will have something going on. So we'll just kind of do whatever it is they're doing. Anyway, it's going to be a blast. You can go to Bitcoin2013.com, get signed up now, and of course you can pay for it in Bitcoin. Bitcoin2013.com. We'll see you there. We're talking about the story from Forbes here, and Timothy Lee says he likes the Bitcoin, but he thinks there are reasons you should think twice before buying. And he's probably right. You should think a few times before you make a buy, although I wish I'd bought some of those Litecoins before they went up to $3. They've been as high as $6, and maybe they'll go back down. You never know what's going to happen with these things.
I wish I would have bought Bitcoins when I first heard about them, and they were less than a dollar.
Me too, man. I was aware of them back then, and I even knew how valuable they were. At one point, it took me a while to figure it out, but at one point I finally figured out how valuable these things are because I found out about the Silk Road, and I realized that Bitcoins could be used to buy things that are illegal, and I saw a huge market potential there, and I thought, these things cannot fail.
I mean, I didn't even know about the Silk Road until probably about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been a little longer than that, but I knew about Bitcoins much longer, or, you know, for much longer before that, and I had set up an account with one of the exchanges, and as, like, right after I set up the account, before I put any of my information in to actually start buying the Bitcoins, I think it was 1 or maybe 2 days later that exchange got hacked.
Oh, boy.
And so then I was totally, nope, definitely not doing this.
That happened to me, too.
And then it was several months later, and then, yeah, okay, like, I'll accept them if somebody wants to pay me with Bitcoins, but then I'll just sell them right away and get the cash. So, Had I not sold, I would have, like, 16 Bitcoins, probably.
So, basically, $1,600 or close to $2,000.
Yeah.
What can you do? At least you
wish
know
in
now.
One hand, yep. And poo in the other.
Yeah, at least you know now. And some are saying that if you can get a Bitcoin for $100, it's still going to be a deal. Some are predicting Bitcoins could be $1,000 or even $1 million a piece someday.
Yeah, who knows? Just bought 0.1 Bitcoin last night using the Coinbase app on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And the Coinbase app takes a little longer than some of the other options.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because it pulls the money directly from the bank account, waits on that to clear. But still, I got a good price on it, and I've already made money based on what I paid.
There are two basic ways, says Forbes magazine's Timothy Lee, to hold bitcoins. You can participate in the Bitcoin network yourself, storing the keys in your wallet on the hard drive, or you can delegate this function to a third-party wallet service such as Coinbase. The former option makes you vulnerable to hard drive failures, malware, and user error. To safely hold bitcoins, you need a reliable backup system and a good encryption scheme. A single misstep or security breach could wipe out your Bitcoin holdings overnight. The online wallet option isn't much better. Wallet services are potentially prone to the same security and reliability pitfalls as individuals, though hopefully they do a better job of guarding against them, although I have to say that the history of these things has not been particularly good. InstaWallet just got hacked big time over the weekend.
Never heard of it.
Well, it was a website that you could go to, and when you go to instawallet.org, or when you did go there, now it's down, but when you went there, you would instantly be given a wallet and a URL, and any time you went to that URL, you would have full access to the wallet. So basically, there was no security around the wallets, hence the name InstaWallet. It was just, here you go, here's a wallet, and you can use it, and I've used it a few times, but only for temporary purposes, only to transfer something in, and then 20 minutes later, transfer it somewhere else to kind of help anonymize transactions. And now they're gone. They got hacked, and their cold storage was cracked into somehow, and something like 40,000 bitcoins were taken out.
Oh,
yeah. So the history of these instant or these wallets online has not been particularly splendid. I would recommend against it personally. Although some say blockchain.info is a good one because it's actually encrypted in your browser and they don't keep any of the private keys on their own servers. I believe those claims have been verified, but I can't say for sure that I personally verified them. They seem to have the best rep at the moment. Anyway, back to the story here. He says that customers also need to worry about fraud or incompetence by those people who operate the wallet service. Because, you know, they're humans, and they can make mistakes. Except if these people make mistakes, it's your money that's on the line. There have been a number of cases, he says, where the operators of Bitcoin financial institution have lost client funds because of alleged security breaches. Because there's no Bitcoin FDIC, customers have just been out of luck. And I don't know what the process is like to get money out of the FDIC, but I can't imagine it's particularly easy.
But you only get the money out of the FDIC if your bank that you have your money deposited in goes belly up.
If they fold. Yeah.
And then generally the FDIC will, or some banking regulator will tell you, all of your funds have been moved to this bank. And right. Then it's only what is deposited. Generally, it's only what is under the insured amount.
Correct.
That will actually get moved over.
According to the story here, the number two reason, he says, to not buy bitcoins is regulation. Recently, the federal agency responsible for combating money laundering announced new guidelines for virtual currencies. At the time, I argued this was a positive development for Bitcoin because it signaled the feds were planning to take a relatively hands-off approach, regulating Bitcoin exchanges but leaving the rest of the Bitcoin economy alone. But that could change. Bitcoin is extremely resistant to government regulation, a factor Booster cite as an argument in its favor. And I would agree. In fact, the whole Bitcoin concept is basically surrounding the idea of not involving the state in financial business. 855-450-FREE. But we'll see what this guy has to say. He's being very critical, and we'll return with his thoughts in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I have to say, I really appreciate our listeners. They are well-informed and happy to give us feedback, and of course the Facebook page makes that pretty easy. Dustin just sent us a message about 20 minutes ago correcting something that you had said on the air, Daryl, about the FDIC. Apparently, they did keep the $250,000 insurance limit on accounts.
Until January 1st, 2014. I just did my own Google search after you told me.
Mm-hmm.
And I typed in NCUA, which is for credit unions, which is what I personally use.
Uh-huh.
And the top answer is, or the top result is, a question on Yahoo Answers. Says, is the FDIC and NCUA insurance going back to 100,000? And the answer is it rolls back to 100,000 on January 1st, 2014, unless new legislation extends
it again. When was that answer written?
That was in late 2009.
Because the FDIC's own website here, this is what Dustin posted on to us on Facebook. The FDIC's own website, FDIC.gov, says on July 21st, 2010, the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act was signed, which permanently raises the current standard maximum deposit insurance amount to $250,000. The standard insurance amount of $100,000 had been temporarily raised to $250,000 until December 31st, 2013. However, that has now changed, and it's permanent. Which, of course, they could change anytime they want. They could still make it unpermanent and take it back to 100,000, but the clarification is that it is 250, and for the foreseeable future, that's what they intend to keep it at.
Right, and I just pulled up the NCUA website, and it says the same thing that this actually says July 22nd, 2010, the federal insurance protection at 250 became permanent.
So there you go. 855 453. Maybe you've got some comments you want to share here tonight, or maybe you'd like to respond on your own to this Forbes article, the four reasons why you shouldn't buy Bitcoins, according to Timothy Lee, one of their contributors. He's saying that you could lose money if you buy Bitcoins, which is obvious. Yeah, you could be the victim of a robbery, but you can be the victim of a robbery with Federal Reserve notes.
You shouldn't buy groceries ever, Ian, because somebody could steal them as you're walking to your car.
They could, absolutely. The regulation, he says, is the number two reason you shouldn't, meaning that he doesn't think it's regulated enough. He says that for this reason, Bitcoin has gained a loyal following, meaning that it's a very unregulated area. It has, and it, odds are it can't really be regulated in any significant manner. Yeah, they can try to clamp down on some of the Bitcoin market websites if they're located in the United States. But what if they're located somewhere else? What are they going to do about that? Anyway, he says that...
international treaties, Ian. We're going to use international treaties.
They could, but there are some places that haven't signed those things. And there are some websites out there that are very difficult to take out.
Well, the United States will just spread democracy to those countries.
They certainly could bomb their server farms, no doubt about that. But we'll see if it gets to that point. For this reason, he says, Bitcoin has gained a loyal following among those who engage in legally dubious activities, such as drug dealing and gambling. As the technology matures and becomes more widely known, more
and more people buy drugs and gamble with...
with cash.
Yeah, with cash. So, what, we should ban cash because
there are some people
who do bad
that.
Things with it?
There are some people who would advocate banning cash.
And then go to an all-digital currency, mm-hmm. which is Bitcoin.
Well, they want one that's controlled by the state.
True.
As the technology matures, he says, and becomes widely known, more and more people who want to avoid government scrutiny are likely to adopt it. At some point, federal law enforcement agencies may conclude that Bitcoin is a giant money laundering machine and look for ways to shut it down. Well, they can look all they want. I mean, I am pretty confident in the geeks. I think that the geeks are smarter than the feds, even though the Fed hires some geeks. I think the geeks will win the day when it comes to the Bitcoin race and trying to keep the feds away from the precious prize. I don't think the feds can shut this down. This is a decentralized network where the entirety of all of the Bitcoin transactions that have ever happened exists on everyone's machine running the client. How are they going to stop that? Anyway, going on here. Completely shuttering Bitcoin would be a challenge, he admits, but determined federal regulators could at least push it underground. That would greatly diminish its value for legitimate commerce, and so the currency's value would likely plunge the day the feds announce new regulatory restrictions.
Push it underground, sort of like how drugs are pushed underground, and then the value is artificially inflated.
Yeah, that was going to be my point on this, was, okay, so if they announce a restriction... that could actually make it more valuable in that it's now prohibited to use Bitcoins, and so therefore there's an extra risk involved, and so there's more value. I'll give you an example. The Liberty Dollar has been labeled as counterfeit. It is a federal, supposedly federal counterfeiting to try to pass a Liberty Dollar, to try to to use a Liberty Dollar in a transaction. And the Liberty Dollars are selling for more money on eBay now as a result of their prohibition.
Yeah.
Anyway, see, number three reason, he says, to not invest in Bitcoins is scaling. The Bitcoin protocol requires that every node in the network download a copy of every Bitcoin transaction that has ever occurred. As Bitcoin has grown more popular, running the full Bitcoin client has become more and more resource intensive. The last time I started up my Bitcoin client, it took several hours to download all the transactions that had occurred in the few weeks since the last time I ran it. Now, I agree, that's a hassle, but you shouldn't be closing your Bitcoin client. The idea of running the Bitcoin client is that you are part of the network and you're helping propagate Bitcoin by doing that. So I've got mine open at all times. It's not a heavy tax on my resources. It takes up hardly any of my system resources. But yeah, when you haven't opened it for several weeks and there have been hundreds of thousands or I don't know how many millions of Bitcoin transactions in that amount of time, it does have to download all that information. And that does take a little bit of time. So leave the client open. He says to prevent things from becoming completely unwieldy, the Bitcoin protocol limits the size of each block, since it's the basic unit of Bitcoin shared transaction register, to 1 megabyte. Since one block is created every 10 minutes, on average, this places a hard limit on the number of transactions the network can process each hour. Right now, he says, the network is operating well below the limit, but it's not that far below the limit. If the Bitcoin economy continues to grow rapidly, we're likely to hit it in the next few years. Reaching the limit wouldn't be catastrophic. The Bitcoin protocol has an elegant system of transaction fees to process the most urgent transactions first, but it does place some limits on Bitcoin's long-term future. For example, it's hard to imagine Bitcoin ever becoming a replacement for conventional credit cards. There are far too many credit card transactions for the Bitcoin network to accommodate. Now, this one, I did not know the answer off the top of my head, this particular objection, basically saying, yeah, Bitcoin's cool, but it just can't handle the prime time. It's not ready to compete with the credit card system. It can't handle the number of transactions. And so my question, I asked it on the Free State Bitcoin Consortium, which is one of the groups about Bitcoin on Facebook. And our very own Steve Z from the Keene area responded to my question about this hard limit. He says, yes, there's a hard limit, but it's being lifted on May 15th. So my answer, had I not seen the news about this, the actual answer from somebody who's way geekier than I am on this, is my answer was going to be, my uninformed answer was going to be, the geeks. I trust the geeks that they'll fix this. If there's a problem with the Bitcoin software, like this supposed hard limit, they're going to fix it plenty of time in advance for whenever that limit was going to be hit. And it sounds to me like they've got it fixed.
Oh, yeah, they've got the May 15th. Is the date that everybody has to upgrade to point, like version 0.8.2 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, then anybody running something other than that won't be part of the blockchain. I don't really understand exactly what it means.
I can't tell you for sure either, but
I'm not running the client. I use the online wallet.
Which one do you use?
I actually use a couple.
Okay.
Coinbase and blockchain.
Okay.
So I don't have to worry about running or updating or any of that other stuff.
Yeah, those things make it easy. Blockchain.info makes it easy to have your own wallet. And it's all done in your computer's browser. And they've got great apps for your phone. So Android, yeah. iPhone, you can get the Blockchain.info app, and you can have your Bitcoins at your fingertips, which makes it easier to use than a credit card.
Yeah.
Somebody just scans your QR code, and you type in the amount of Bitcoins you want to give them, and that's it. It's done. Or it's actually the other way around. You type in the Bitcoins, they scan the QR code, and it's done. So $855-450-FREE, but he's got one more for your mongering point coming up.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and do a toll free here. Even in the remaining moments, which are right now, 855-450-FREE is the toll free number. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Connect with us in whatever way pleases you. And something you need to consider for the future is the fact that at some point you're probably going to have an emergency in your life. And this emergency could really disrupt things. It could be terrible weather. It could be blackouts, an extended blackout. It could be unemployment, fiscal collapse. Who knows? Zombie invasion. You never know what's going to happen in the future. But you can count on the fact that something will occur that you're not expecting. So why not be prepared for it with stored food for you and your family? This is cost-effective insurance that can help keep you alive in an emergency and well-fed in the case of the Legacy Premium brand, because they get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food that lasts for 25 years for about $1.50, or as low as $1.50 per meal. That's on average half of the cost of the competition in the stored food industry. To get more information, check out their chart. It compares Legacy Premium, that's the brand we're talking about, with the competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Learn more there. That's food.freetalklive.com. They've got vegetarian options, gluten-free options, and in each nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch, they include an oxygen absorber for extra freshness. They are the best in storability, price, and taste. Plus, as a bonus, you get free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com, check out their comparison chart, and learn about the Legacy Premium brand. It's good stuff. Food.freetalklive.com. Daryl is here with me from FPP.cc, and we are going through the four reasons, according to Forbes magazine, why you shouldn't buy Bitcoins. Now, I like Bitcoins, but I will be the first person to tell you there is risk involved. This is an investment. Whenever you invest money, there's a chance you're going to lose it. That's just kind of like the most basic rule about investing. You put money into something, it could go up, it could go down.
And that seems like common sense.
Sometimes you need to be reminded about common sense. And I think it's important to point that out. I don't, even though I think Bitcoins are going to keep going up over time, I could be completely wrong about that. And, you know, tomorrow morning I might wake up and they might be zero. Seems pretty unlikely.
And but, then I'm buying.
But it could
a
happen.
Lot of them.
Yeah, right? So let me get to the last reason here. This fear-mongering article from Forbes as to why you shouldn't buy Bitcoins. His final reason is, he says, lack of applications. Finally, he says, there's a real question about how useful Bitcoin actually is. We know Bitcoin is popular for drugs and gambling, but does it have uses for more conventional forms of commerce?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
There's bitmit.net.
What's that?
I'm glad you asked. It's sort of like eBay for Bitcoins.
Meaning you can sell anything you want on there?
Yeah. Bitmit. I have listed Voluntary Islam and other essays by Davi Barker. Davi has listed that
really?
Book.
Have they sold?
I have not sold anything on my listing. I believe Davi has, because he's actually doing the auction style, whereas I'm just setting it up to sell.
At a flat price.
At a flat price.
And it's Bitmit?
Bitmit, B-I-T-M-I-T.
Oh, okay, so
.net.
B-I-T-M-I-T dot net. All right,
yes.
So an eBay-like site. But, I mean, admittedly, it's got to be
new,
right?
And then there's Litecoin Traders, which admittedly right now has very few things on there.
The Litecoin doesn't really exist to buy things.
They allow you to use Bitcoin as well.
Right. Really, the Litecoin's more of a speculative thing because
right.
people aren't...
But I'm just saying, there's the site, Litecoin Traders,
yeah.
that, again, very similar to Bitmit, allows people to list things for sale, actual physical things that are lawful to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not the Silk Road sort of thing.
I gotcha. So, yeah, you can buy things in real life with Bitcoin, and in fact, if you were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you know that to be the case. The Porcupine Freedom Festival last year was lauded in the Bitcoin community as the prime location for Bitcoins to be sold and used and bought and used in commerce. Mandrick and several other vendors were there selling food for Bitcoins. You could walk up to
Mandrick said he got 60 Bitcoin during Porkfest last year.
I hope he held on to every single one of them because that's awesome. And he was selling great food, and he got, he had his QR code, I think, taped down on the table
yeah.
where he was selling the stuff, and people that wanted to buy with Bitcoins could just scan the code, and that was it. So back to the story here from Forbes. He says, Bitcoin boosters point to sites like Bitcoin Store, which says it did $500,000 in sales just last month. He says, but it's hard to see how that kind of modest turnover can justify the current value of outstanding Bitcoins, which is now well north of $1 billion. Well, what is that supposed to mean? I'm no monetary expert here, but what is what one website does as far as business and sales goes have anything to do with the entirety of all of the Bitcoins out there and what their value is?
Because, Ian, everybody should be using their Bitcoins in one store. Because, you know, everybody knows that the GDP of Walmart is 5 times larger than the GDP of America.
But Bitcoin Store just started. I mean,
right.
they just opened up their doors literally like a month ago, I think. I mean, it's brand new. And
right, but
sell $500,000 worth of stuff in a month is huge to me.
Yeah, and the total amount of money being sold through Walmart is not anywhere near the total amount of money in circulation.
Right.
So they're using absolutely flawed logic and not applying it to everything else.
By the way, I do recommend the Bitcoin Store. I recently purchased something there as a bag for my tripod for my video camera, and it is a nice bag, and I'm very happy with the price. And I'm very happy with the service and the shipping. It was easy to do. You can buy things anonymously on BitcoinStore.com, and you can get consumer electronics, computer parts. These things are great deals because Bitcoin Store has a 0% markup. There's more than $500,000 items ready right now for immediate shipment to your door or any door you want to ship them to, because they don't care who you are, because the Bitcoins are a permanent transaction. You send them the Bitcoins, you give them an address to ship it to, it gets there. That's it. BitcoinStore.com. 0% markup. Go ahead. Compare the prices and see if there's anybody that beats them. I couldn't find it. So, BitcoinStore.com. Back to his objections here. He says, of course, the Bitcoin economy may grow rapidly in the next few years, and perhaps investors have bought Bitcoins in anticipation of that future growth. But even if they're right, there's likely to be limited upside. Usage of Bitcoin probably needs to grow rapidly just to justify the current valuation. If its growth fails to match speculators' high expectations, the currency's value is likely to fall even as the real Bitcoin economy continues to grow. He says, with all that said, I think there's a good chance Bitcoins will continue to appreciate. I still have the majority of the Bitcoins I bought in early 2012, and I plan to hold on to them for a while and see what happens. But anyone thinking about investing should understand it's an extremely risky proposition. There's a good chance you'll lose most or all of your money. And with each Bitcoin selling for $120, there isn't nearly as much potential upside as there was a year ago when you could snap up a Bitcoin for $5. He's presuming that Bitcoin won't go up much more with that statement. Now, I get the point. You know, if you bought at 5 and you've got them now at 100, you've made quite a bit of, you know, return on your investment. And it would be hard to envision that happening again. It's hard to imagine Bitcoin going from $100 to $10,000 per Bitcoin.
Right.
It's hard to envision for people. But it could happen. There's no reason why it couldn't happen. There's no rules on this Bitcoin thing. Anything's possible in the future here, including a total crash and a total failure of the entire model. I mean, there's certainly the possibility that can happen. So I think his best advice is his final sentence. He says, so please, only invest money you can afford to lose. Well, isn't that the smart way to invest?
Yes.
Don't overextend yourself. Don't take your life savings and put them into Bitcoin. That's a terrible idea.
I'm going to take out as big of a loan as I possibly can, buy all of the Bitcoins that I can, and then hope that I can pay the loan back.
It might work out, or you might end up in debt, and you might end up in big trouble as a result of that. So yeah, be smart about it. Spend a little bit. Like Johnny Ray, I think, has the smartest idea. I don't do what Johnny Ray does, but I should. But I don't think
play video games all the time.
No, he's brilliant. He takes 10% of his paycheck and puts it into Bitcoin every week. It doesn't matter to him what the price is. That's what I get all hung up on. I'm like, oh God, is it going to go up? Is it going to go down? And I end up not doing anything. But he has the discipline to put 10% in every single week. Doesn't matter if it's up or down, up or down. He puts 10% of his paycheck. 10% is something that anybody can usually handle as far as their budget is concerned. And for him, he's just constantly growing his amount of Bitcoins, little by little, every single week. Smart move. But don't put 100% in or 50% in. That's crazy.
Unless you can afford it.
Right. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, and you don't want to invest what you can't afford to see disappear tomorrow. It's been Ian here with you.
And Daryl.
Daryl's here thanks to FPP.cc. That's his website. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com. Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating.
loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.